an interesting story there in the newspaper this morning. Very interesting report. It reminds me very much of a dog chasing a car. Do you know the way you might see a dog chasing a car from time to time, and he's giving it his best, he's giving it everything, he's chasing like hell, he's a really angry dog, and the car keeps going. But sometimes, occasionally, you might come across a motorist who'll slam the brakes on and start reversing. That is what crossed my mind when I saw this case this morning. It involves a developer who is suing a resident who sought a payment to drop his objections to a South Dublin housing development. The legal case has been filed in the High Court against the homeowner. The homeowner had sought €100,000 in compensation over the South Dublin development. The local resident sought €50,000 initially in consultancy fees from the developer in exchange for withdrawing a planning objection to the proposed expansion of the new apartment block. The company involved, Red Rock Developments, had looked for to add an extra floor to a 77 apartment development at Elm Park Green on Merrion Road. Very, very good location. The developer applied for planning permission to extend or expand the 9-storey development, which is finished. He wanted to add a 10th storey comprising 2 penthouse apartments. A nearby homeowner, Mr. Patrick Sheeran, aged 75, he's a former chartered surveyor living close by. He proposed dropping an objection he had lodged against the plans in exchange for €50,000 before later increasing his demand for compensation to €100,000. Mr. Sheeran was paid €20,000 after he agreed to withdraw his objection made to Dublin City Council, which shortly afterwards granted planning permission for the extra 2 apartments. However, Mr. Sheeran wanted the extra €80,000, and when this was not forthcoming from the developer, Mr. Sheeran appealed the council's decision to onboard Planola, where the case is among a wider backlog. So in correspondence to the developer, the resident said that the additional sum was to compensate him for a drop in the value of his home and loss of light into his back garden as a result of the new apartment development. Red Rock Elm Park Limited has lodged legal papers in the High Court to sue Mr. Sheeran in recent days. The developer is seeking, quote, restitutionary damages of €20,000, as well as further damages for losses incurred due to the apartment development being held up. The civil case is understood to allege the actions of Mr. Sheeran were basically an abuse of the planning process. The company is seeking a court order directing the resident to withdraw his appeal against the housing development made to onboard Planola. The developer is represented by a big firm of solicitors. Mr. Sheeran has not responded to requests for comment on the case. He previously rejected any suggestion he had sought go-away money from the developer to drop his planning objection. I have told them how much I want in full and final settlement. If they pay me that, then I don't have a claim, and it follows that I withdraw from the process and I withdraw the submission. So there you go. Developer turns on the objector and sues him. That will be an interesting case if it goes the whole hog, goes the whole way. Maybe it'll be settled, maybe it won't. But it is an interesting development, if you pardon the pun. Hope you find the development or the video useful, interesting, entertaining, whatever. If you do, I'd appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below. And you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel and or my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast. If you're listening to this on Spotify or iTunes to my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, I would appreciate if you left a review. Thanks a lot.